Hello, our groups on duty today are USA Northeast and California. We're giving the mic to USA Northeast.
Hello, great friend. It's really incredible to be with you in another lesson tonight that's really starting to take on the flavor of Congress. And I really don't know what I'm going to say. I have no idea. But what I do know is what I feel. And what I feel is your greatness. What I feel is the greatness of the friends that we get to work with every single day and trying to build a kli in which the Creator can reveal himself in. And there's no greater honor in that. There's no greater privilege in that, because we get to be this tip of the spear that allows that greatness to come into so that all humanity can be experienced the glory of the Creator. We work with our friends day in, day out, and they're so precious and so valuable to us. And we have to feel that together. Not the superstars that we all know and love, but the friends that we're in the trenches with every single day. Everybody is embraced in his greatness. So we should all feel that together and pass it on to the friends, because these friends are leading us to the palace of the king. They're leading us. They're grabbing us by the hand and saying, come on, I have you. I have your back at every single moment. And we have to feel that. It doesn't come from the intellect. It comes from the heart. What an amazing society to be a part of. And you can feel the Creator flowing through it. May we all be blessed by his greatness. And may we all be given the strength and the power to allow that greatness to permeate all of creation. L'chaim.
Herman?
California, please.
California, please.
Hi. I want to start with the story that happened to me recently. A few weeks ago, Sunday morning, we plan to drive to Nagorno-Karabakh, visit family, and I also plan to do some dissemination. Early in the morning, when I was getting our luggage in the car, I got a call telling me, don't come. We have airstrikes in the city. That day, the war started. It's a big war. They say it's the biggest war of the 21st century. And I felt I was late with my plans of dissemination. And this war potentially can become even bigger war, like we heard from Rav yesterday. And if you look at the world right now, it's not a safe place, and it's getting out of control. And this is a wake-up call for all of us to wake up, to get stronger with our connection. And I really hope we all wake up before it's too late and we do our job. Hi.
We're going to read an excerpt from Rabash, article number 21. can be obtained by adhesion of friends, new qualities by which they will be qualified to achieve dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. And all this can be said while he sees the merits of the friends. At that time, it is revealed, it is relevant to say that he should learn from their actions. But when he sees that he is better qualified than they are, there is nothing he can receive from the friends. This is why they said that when the evil inclination comes and shows him the lowliness of the friends, he should go above reason. But certainly, it would be better and more successful if he could see within reason that the friends are at a higher degree than his own. With that, we can understand the prayer that Rabbi Elimelech had written for us. Let our hearts see the virtues of our friends and not their faults.
You say Northeast, לא שומעים אתכם.
You say Northeast?
טוב, אנחנו נשאל שאלה לסדנה.
Workshop question? Okay, so the workshop question is for an active workshop.
כיצד נבטיח שאנו רואים...
How do we ensure, how do we make sure that we see the friends, we see and feel the friends as greater than ourselves? How do we make sure that we see and feel the friends as greater than ourselves? Active workshop. We constantly remind each other that we see the friends as great and diminish ourselves. Next friend. Only by seeing ourselves as small we'll be able to see the friends as great. But if we think that we are great, then we can't see anyone else as great. The Creator should give us self-lowliness. Next friend. Yeah, self-lowliness is constant work, because our ego is constantly increased, so we will constantly ask and remind each other that behind the friends stands the Creator. And these are not just friends that we see with our intellect, but something much higher than that. Next friend.
The friends are great to the extent the goal is important. The friends are means. If the goal is important, the means are equally important.
אני כפרט בכלל לא קיים.
I, as an individual, don't even exist on the map. The man in me is a connection with the friends aimed at the Creator.
That's how we see the friends as great whenever we integrate with other tens. Each friend speaks and you feel they are corrected in your soul. Do you respect them when you respect them? There's a greatness of the friend.
Best way to invest in the friends. In the simplest way, I bring them under my skin, sort of. They become important to me.
We need to simply act it out to the friends, so the friends will show me that they are the great. If I try it by myself, I'll never be able to do it. I have to do it for you.
Dearest Creator, as one man with one heart, we thank you. that through your greatness, we begin to connect with the greatness of our friends. Thank you for every moment that you give us the ability to work with our friends. Bestow upon us the power of faith above reason, and give us the strength to stay together for your sake. Help us become as one, for your name is one, and so is your glory. We are grateful to you for allowing us to be in faith above reason in the face of ever-rising evil inclination, and feel your glory in our friends and in all of creation. With gratitude and joy, we raise this prayer to you. L'chaim.